ध्यायामो धवलाभगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। After explaining the various sadhanas in the form of anukulam and pratikulam, Narada brings up the big question of what is achieved, or like he raises a question himself as to what is it that we want to achieve through these sadhanas, and then he answers that question himself in the next four sutras. So the 13th sutra, which is what, like half of the 13th sutra we'll discuss today. So the half is kas tarati mayam. So the splitting is kaha tarati mayam. So what is to be achieved, like what why do we need bhakti in the first place? So that's the question first a seeker has to ask himself and find out. Ask himself and find out the answer. So, unless we are aware, unless we know the reason why we are learning Vedanta, why we want to become a bhakta, there is no point in learning. There is no point in doing all these sadhana. There is no point in learning. There is no point trying to implement as well, as long as we don't know why we need bhakti. So that question is being answered here. So kaha tarati, kaha means who, tarati crossover, mayam, maya, who crosses over the ocean of maya, or who crosses or who conquers maya. So that is the question. So that means, like, this question itself presupposes that maya is there. So maya, what is maya? So maya is like, though the word, there are technical definitions for the word of maya, but in short, maya is something which deludes us. So what is delusion? What does delusion cause? Delusion causes sorrow. So maya is that which causes or makes a person unhappy, or dukkam. So maya means dukkam. So we can say maya is bhedam, maya is duality, but the ultimate effect of maya, or the final effect of maya, final fruit of maya is dukkam. So dukkam is maya. So a person who is in dukkam, or a person who doesn't have happiness, such a person is one who will seek bhakti. So first we need to understand, we need to remember that we are in dukkam, we don't have happiness. So we are in dukkam. Who is in dukkam? A person who is under the influence of maya is in dukkam. So this is where we have to analyze maya and try to find out in brief as to what maya is. Of course, yukti vihina prakashasya sanya maya. Maya is beyond yukti, so we cannot, there is a limitation to understanding maya. So it's like we are standing inside a room and we want to judge the room. So we cannot judge the room completely. We can judge the room as to what is there in the room, what is the inner walls, what do they have, are there wallpapers, and all those we can judge. But can we judge as to what is the shape of the room? In a way, maybe we may be able to judge, but the external, like what is painted externally, the external walls, what is the color of the paint? Is there some stickers there? All those, like, we will not be able to find out. So if, as long as we are inside the room, we cannot completely know the room. Similarly, now we are in maya, we are in dukkam. So as long as we are in dukkam, we cannot find out completely about maya. Only to an extent we will be able to understand. And that to an extent is enough. That to an extent, if we try to find out to an extent Maya, means the right way we seek Maya, that means the right way we seek knowledge of Maya, that will help us cross over Maya. So what is Maya? Maya is that which is not real. So Maya is, in other words, Maya is avidya or ignorance. So ignorance, we are ignorant of something. What is that something? That something is blissful Atman or Ishvara, Brahman. We can put it different words. And that Brahman, when that Brahman or Ishvara is covered or veiled, we don't know Ishvara, then the effect of Maya begins. So when we don't know something, then we will try to superimpose other things. So that means we don't know Ishvara. So what will happen? We will superimpose other things as per our intellect. So that means Ishvara is veiled. Advitiya Ishvara is veiled. And thereby duality starts. So Maya means the play of duality. What can duality give a person? Duality or Bhedam can only, it will lead us to Ragadvesham or Kamakrodham. And as Narada said in the previous sutra, Kamakrodham will finally end up in Pranashyati Nasham, Buddhi Nasham. Or as Krishna says, Pranashyati, such a person will die or such a person will suffer terribly. So Maya means Bhedam. And Bhedam is not real. Oh, why isn't Bhedam real? Why can't Bhedam be real? Many people ask, why can't Bhedam be real? Why can't duality be real? So duality cannot be real at all. Duality cannot be real for many reasons. So the scriptural reason is that it's quite simple. The scriptures say that Sadeva Saumya Idam Agre Asit Ekameva Advitiyam. The Shastras say that before creation, Ishvara alone existed, Ekameva Advitiyam, devoid of any Bhedam. He alone, one alone existed. So if that one alone exists before creation, then creation is duality. Duality cannot be real, because in non-duality, how can duality appear in non-duality? In Advaitam, how can Dvaitam come? It cannot come at all. That is the reason why it is also called Maya. Ya, ma, sa, maya. That which doesn't exist, that is Maya. That which doesn't really exist. So Dvaitam or Bhedam is not real. Abhedam is real. So it's a scriptural reason. And our experience also tells us the same thing. Experience, if duality is real, so real or real and unreal. What is the definition of real and unreal? Real is that which always exists. Always exists means that which doesn't change, that is there at all times. Past, present, future. All the time it will be there. That is real. So Bhedam or duality that we see now, that vanishes in deep sleep. So a person like goes to sleep at night, he dreams, there is a dream world. So in the dream world, duality is again there. But in deep sleep, there is no duality at all. So the person doesn't experience anything. So if there was something in deep sleep, then we should experience something. We say, oh, I slept happily, I didn't know anything. So there was nothing, there was no object. Natu tad dvitiyam asti anya vibhaktam yat pashyet. There was no duality. There is no duality there. Then what to see there? That's why we don't experience anything in deep sleeps. So this means that in a day, in one of the stages or one of the state, avastha, which is sushupti or deep sleep, duality is not there. So that means duality is not there at some point of time, which means that it cannot be real. So that is also the reason why duality is not real. Bhedam is not real. Bhedam cannot be true. So Maya, what does Maya do? Like Maya means like when we don't apprehend Abheda Ishvara, Bhedam comes in. The Bhedam is considered to be real. So we think that Bhedam or duality is real. Whatever we see, we think, we consider that as real. Whatever we see is not real. Whatever we see is just an illusion. If whatever we see is real, it should be there tomorrow. Like we see a, like we talk to a friend, and then like we see the person, like have dinner and then split. The next day we get a call saying that your friend passed away. He had an accident and he passed away. So we think it is real. We think the person is real, but the next day the person doesn't exist. So how can that be real? So it's not real. But we, due to Maya, due to not knowing Ishvara, like we consider duality as real, and out of that Ragadvesham comes. So Ragadvesham, Bheda Buddhi, all those are Maya. Well, different levels or stages in Maya, those are different stages. So all those are not real. And Maya means ultimately, like we don't need, if we cannot understand all this in simple terms, Maya means Dukkham, Maya means duality, Bhedam or Dvaitam and Dukkham. So Maya is Bhedam and it will give us Dukkham. Then what is the solution out of Maya? Kastarati Maya. Who will cross over Maya? So why do we have to cross over Maya? We have to cross over because Maya is Dukkham. Nobody wants to be sad. So even it's not about Vedantins or it's not about Vedantic seekers. Everybody, nobody wants to be sad. Everybody wants to be happy. So everybody always wants to be happy. So that is the case. Then if we want happiness, then we have to deal with crossing over Maya, overcoming Maya. And like another reason is crossing, we have to conquer Maya, because Maya is duality which is not real. That which is not real will definitely give us Dukkham, and we are fools like if we don't know. So like one day something happens, so we talk to a person, like a couple of friends are walking by, and then another person comes by, so we talk to the person, and then after that, like our friend says, okay, didn't you notice that guy was staring at you, like he was hitting on you? He'll say, no, I don't know, I didn't notice that. Oh, you are a fool, you are an idiot, you didn't even notice that. So that means ignorance. If we don't know something and we consider something which is not there, which is unreal as real, then we are idiots, we are fools. So that's how worldly notion itself is, that people who don't know things, they are fools. So that means, do we want to be fools? Do we want to be sorrowful? If not, then we have to cross over Maya. We have to conquer Maya. And conquering Maya, Narada will be in this sutra, in the second half of this sutra, as well as the next three sutras, Narada will enumerate certain qualities which is required, or a person who has those qualities, he will conquer Maya. So it is a restatement of the sadhanas, whatever he has given, in different ways. Like Narada is trying to be as helpful as possible to seekers. So we can like either take whatever sadhana Narada explained till now, we can take that and add on like whatever Narada is telling. So those are simple ways to judge ourselves as to how we are progressing in the spiritual path, how we are progressing towards the goal of Ishvara. So Maya, like Narada, the story of Maya, like which we already know, but just in brief. So once Narada goes to Ishvara and asks Maya, what is Maya? Tell me about Maya. So Ishvara says, come, let's go for a ride. Of course, we can't go for a ride now because the weather is not good. If it is summer, Narada would say, oh, I'm ready, Ishvara. It's very hot inside. Let's go out. So, Ishvara took, Vishnu took Narada to a mountain. And then like both were sitting there. And Vishnu said, okay, now I can explain to you. But before that, I'm feeling thirsty. So can you get some water for me? Narada said, oh Lord, no problem at all. I'll come. So Narada went to take water. On the way, he saw a beautiful girl sitting. Beautiful girl who is very sad and sitting there. So Narada looked at her. He got attached to her. So immediately he proposed to her. And then like he got... He got married to the girl. They had few children. And then he was living in the... in a village. By the... bottom of the mountain, or whatever is the right word for it. So once, like what happened was, he lived for many years, and then there was flood. Once there was flood, and the flood washed away the entire village. So all of the people died, including Narada's wives and wife and children, all died. And Narada, he was able to swim and he escaped. So he was sitting, on a rock on the mountain and then crying about his loss. So suddenly he saw somebody come towards him. And that person asked, Narada, where is my water? So it was Vishnu. Immediately Narada remembered, oh, this is Maya. So Maya means it may appear or it may seem to be very simple, but it's not simple. It is a, we can consider it as a web. It's a web. So the first, wherever Maya starts, there itself a lot of web is weaved. So coming out of the web is very tough. It is almost impossible. Devi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. So my maya, oh Arjuna, this divine power, my divine power of maya, which is based on gunas. So Trigunas, the Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. So in many philosophies, including the Sankhya Darshanam, these the three gunas, when they are in equilibrium, there cannot be any difference. When the equilibrium is broken, so one is more, Sattva is more, or Rajas is more. So when these three come into existence, one more and the other two less, so that is when Bhedam starts, duality starts. So duality means when it is one, there is no duality. When that one becomes three, Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, it becomes duality. When Ishvara is as such, there is no duality. When Ishvara takes up the karma of Srishti, Sthiti and Layam and becomes three, then itself duality starts. So Maya Devi hi esha gunamayi. It is gunamayi, filled with gunas. Duratyaya, it is very tough. So it's really tough to conquer. It is really tough to overcome. But mameva ye prapadyante, ye mameva prapadyante. Those people who seek me, prapadyante. Prapadyante means prapatti. So prapatti is a term which has been popularized by Ramanujacharya. So here prapatti means complete surrender. So complete surrender means filling our mind completely with Ishvara. So Ishvara Chinta at all times, having Ishvara Chinta at all times, that is what is called as prapatti. So Atma Nivedanam, or our mind, filling our mind with thoughts of Ishvara. So whatever will help us in doing that, all those become sadhana. And if a person is able to do prapatti, such a person, maya metam tarantite, such a person crosses over maya very easily. Such a person is able to conquer maya very easily. He easily conquers maya. So it's like telling, what is maya? Ignorance of Ishvara is called maya. So if ignorance of Ishvara is maya, then how can we conquer maya? By seeking Ishvara, because ignorance of Ishvara is maya. Seek Ishvara, ignorance will vanish, maya will vanish. So maya is dvaitam, or duality, which is unreal. So if we have to conquer unreal, we have to seek the real entity. So when we seek the real entity, the unreal will automatically vanish. So all the qualities that Narada will say in the next sutras, that is based on this concept, that ultimately remembering Ishvara as Advitiya Satyam, remembering Ishvara alone to be real, that Ishvara who pervades the entire world, who is the substratum of the world, that is the way to conquer Maya. So in other words, if this is simpler, if this concept is simpler, we can remember this concept, that the world is Nama Rupam, names and forms of Ishvara. So Nama Rupam is Maya. So remove Nama Rupam, then we have conquered Maya. But removing Nama Rupam is not easy. So it's like when we look at a gold ornament, we get attracted to the Namam and Rupam. So it's not easy to go beyond the Nama Rupam and perceive it as just gold. That is very tough. That is almost impossible to do unless we follow the sadhana that Narada is going to give, or sadhana that Narada has given or like the qualities that Narada will say. So it is very tough, but once we get used to it, once we are able to at least remember little bit that, okay, Nama Rupam. Whenever I see anything, I'll remember that Nama Rupam, it is Maya. That is not real, Ishvara alone is real. So if we are able to remember that thing, then Bhedam vanishes. Namarupam, if Namarupam is not there, then everything is Ishvara. If everything is Ishvara, where is Bhedam? There is no Bhedam, there is no Dvaitam. If there is no Bhedam, then can there be Ragadvesham? There cannot be any Ragadvesham. If there is no Ragadvesham, then there is no Nasham. And if there is no Ragadvesham or Nasham, then we won't feel any Dukkam. Dukkam immediately vanishes. So, for a Bhakta, Maya is not at all there at any times at all times Maya is not there, because a Bhakta is always contemplating on Ishvara. So Ishvara Smarana, remembering Ishvara at all times, whenever we perceive anything, like remembering that it is Ishvara. If we remember that everything is Ishvara, then immediately Maya will vanish. And Dukkam also will vanish along with Maya. But like initially, Maya will vanish temporarily to return back again. So we have to slowly ensure that Maya completely vanishes. So a person, like a small tree is coming up. So the person, he cuts the tree. He cuts the tree, but still the tree comes up again. He cuts it, again it comes up. Cuts it, again comes up. When he cuts it temporarily for a few days, the tree is not there and he is happy. But after a few days, again the tree comes up. Why? Because the root has to be plucked out. So Maya, temporarily we can cross over Maya. Laya vinashane ubhaya rodane laya gatam punar bhavati no mritam. Of the mind, control of the mind conquering the mind can be done in two ways. One is layam, temporary merging of the mind, and vinasham, destruction. So it's like telling, a person comes to my house, I hate the person, it is my enemy comes to my house, and then after waiting for two hours, he goes. Oh, he has gone. Has he gone permanently? No. He's still there, so he can come again. Whereas when the person dies, when my enemy dies, then I can be sure, oh, he'll not come again. So layam and nasham. So if it is layam, can come again. So it's like cutting the tree, not plucking out the root of the tree. So Maya, like when we remember Ishvara, it is just temporary merging of Maya. Maya can come again. So we have to put practice on to making it natural. So making the thought of Ishvara natural in us. So whatever happens at all times, wherever we are, whatever we are doing, irrespective of all those, in the mind is always contemplating on Ishvara. So that is what is called as Ananya Bhajanam. Ananya Chintayanto Maam Ye Jana Pariupasate. So Ananya Bhajanam. So Ananya Bhajanam means always having the thought of Ishvara in our mind. So if we always have the thought of Ishvara, then it is destruction of Maya, because then Maya cannot come again. So Maya is also afraid of Ishvara. So it's like Ishvara is sun and Maya is like an ice cream. So ice cream cannot stand in front of the sun because it will melt. So therefore, like if Ishvara is there, Maya will not come there. Maya will not attack. So Maya cannot be there where Ishvara Smarana is there. And so the opposite is also valid. Any minute we forget Ishvara, immediately Maya comes. And Maya, as we discussed, Maya is like a web. So that means it's a lot of webs weaved. And we will get trapped. Once we get trapped, coming out is very tough. So as Shankara says, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, Punarapi Janani Jatare Shayanam. So that is what is called Maya, birth, death. That's a different way of putting it, Maya. Once we get attached to, once we are unable to perceive Ishvara, that means we get attached to Nama Rupam, we have Ragadvesham. So Ragadvesham means we have a lot of desires in our mind. As long as those desires are there, we will have to take birth again and again. Which means punarapi jananam punarapi maranam. We take birth again, we die again, again into the womb of the mother. Iha samsare, this samsara means bahudustare, bahuduhutare. It is very tough to conquer. So tarati, taranam is very tough. It is very tough, therefore, not even for kripaya pare pahi murare. So therefore, not even for 1 minute, we should forget Ishvara. Kripaya pare pahi murare. Kripaya, by Ishvara kripa, a person conquers over Ishvara kripa can be achieved by pahi. So, by surrendering, by seeking, by prapatti, by constantly remembering Ishvara. So, if Ishvara is there in our mind, then Anandam will be there. The moment Ishvara vanishes, Maya comes in. Maya means Bhedam and Dukkam. So we will suffer. So if we have to be blissful, that is the ultimate goal of life. So gaining bliss, getting rid of sorrow, that is the goal of life. And that Dukkam being present and happiness not being present, that is called Maya. So we have to always strive to conquer Maya by constantly remembering Ishvara. And though it might seem to be very simple, remembering Ishvara, oh, just remembering Ishvara, that's very simple. Often we get deluded into Namarupam, deluded into duality, so it's very tough to conquer. Therefore, we have to follow certain sadhana. Empirically, at the worldly level, there are ways in which easily we can remember Ishvara. For example, japam, dhyanam and all, automatically there we remember Ishvara. Ishvara is part of those activities. Whereas other activities, normal worldly activities like working, running or talking to another person, there and all, like, we may not be able to bring in Ishvara. So that means externally doing something, whereas internally the mind is contemplating on Ishvara. That may be tough to initially practice. Therefore, there are sadhanas prescribed like japam, dhyanam, etc., where Ishvara is the main focus. And such sadhana or the qualities in a seeker which will make him cross over Maya, that will be enumerated by Narada, which we will see starting tomorrow. So may Amma bless us so that this Maya, this big trouble, the main cause of Dukkam, which is called Maya or Avidya, like, may we be able to conquer it in this birth itself. Namaskar.